Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about, we're going to be asking this question. You know, if vitamins are so dangerous, where are the death certificates? Yeah, we're going to dive into that. Also, we're going to be talking about a little bit of flavonoid news and double-edged antibiotics, you know, coming into the cold and flu season, so people are probably going to get sick, and you know, they're going to ask for their drugs, so we're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting you and me, our military, this whole nation up in prayer. I am praying for righteous leadership to be restored. And we need God-fearing people. That's what righteousness is, people who fear the Lord rather than man. So we need some bold individuals, and we need to set this nation right and get back to the basics, You know, if God's willing. But, you know, we have to seek the Lord and hit the knees and ask for this thing. We're supposed to plead for truth and righteousness and justice. And you know what? You're not going to get it if you don't ask. So mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay. Before I start into this, you know, I wanted to say a real big thank you to the folks out there who've lately called me up, emailed, sent some sort of nice little card saying that they like that I'm just right out there with my faith, you know? So, hey, don't hide it under a bush, right? All right, the quack report, let's hit that. Obamacare apparently allows companies to fine or remove benefits from employees if they are, you know, not healthy enough. Yes. For instance, Tracy Raymond, she's a first grade teacher at Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. She discovered that apparently all of a sudden she's too fat for her school. She's 50 years old. She's a mother of two. She's always carried around a few extra pounds, but it never really bothered her, and nobody said anything. But according to her employer, her weight is a big problem. So much so that she was warned that if she doesn't lose weight and lower her cholesterol, either by participating in wellness programs, you know, or fixing the problems on her own, you know, her insurance premium could go up by $50 a month. So penalizing employees for pounds is legal under the Affordable Care Act. Employers can charge their employees an extra 30% of the total cost the employer is paying on the premium on any individual or family health care benefits package. So if they don't meet the specific wellness goal, including their body mass index, well, then they could be paying more. Now, prior to 2006, employees couldn't be penalized for missing their wellness target. So you could offer them some incentives and engage them in activities like participating in a class, but you could never penalize them for actually smoking or not losing the weight or having high blood pressure, according to Karen Pultz, a senior fellow at Kaiser Family Foundation in Washington, D.C. So the law is requiring employers to give employees an alternative way to avoid the penalty if they can't meet the mandated health goal. For instance, an employer might set a weight loss goal that the employees, if they still can't meet it, they could suggest the worker attend a fitness class, or they may just opt out and pay the financial penalty, you know. Now, employers like to control the lives of employees, according to Timothy Jost. He's a professor for the Lee University's Law School in Washington. So that's what he thinks this is. Now, November 14th, the Health Affairs Department said researchers noted that these programs, you know, where they penalize employees for not missing their goals, actually increase rather than decrease the employer's spending on the health care with no net health benefits. So the program is, you know, causes undue stress on the employee as well. So plenty of employers are trying to do something good, but then there's some that are using these wellness programs in the Affordable Care Act as a tool to shift the cost to the employee that may have a chronic health condition. So that's according to Ted Kyle, chairman of the Obesity Action Coalition. Well, did we expect anything less from this Affordable Care Act? No. Moving along in the quack report. That female libido pill that the FDA just approved, at least three reviewers, recommended against approving it. But managers determined that the benefit far outweighed the risk. So ADI, this pink little pill for women with low libido, approved by the FDA last month, even though FDA reviewers said they should reject it. So ADI has become known as the female Viagra, and they warned about the possible side effects and expressed real concern that there's marginal clinical benefit and it didn't outweigh the serious risks. And one reviewer wanted to see more study interaction between the drug and alcohol use because the tests were conducted exclusively with men. So they like give this drug to men, right? All right. So doctors who prescribe ADI for women have to take an online training course. And then the patient that's going to take the drug has to sign a form acknowledging the risks. So you know what that means. You can't sue the manufacturer. So risks include potential side effects that are related with alcohol use, and also other side effects were hypotension, which is a drop in blood pressure, which causes a loss of consciousness, which is temporary, no blood flow to the brain, that's what happens, and depression of the nervous system, which can cause dizziness, fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, nausea, dry mouth, constipation, abdominal pain, rash, uterine bleeding, and appendicitis. Oh, that sounds lovely, let me just say. Last but not least in the Quack Report, speaking of drugs, now we're going to shift to the antidepressant Paxil. Apparently, 14 years ago, a leading drug maker published a study that showed the antidepressant Paxil was safe and effective for teenagers. But this past Wednesday, a major medical journal posted a new analysis of the same data, concluding just the opposite. So the British Medical Journal was the one that featured the published study, and it comes at a time where there's some self-examination across science. So the retractions lately have been at an all-time high, where there's been a lot of fraud shaking the field of science, very diverse, even included the field of anesthesia and political science lately. So thousands of people that may be taking this drug or withdrawing from the Paxil have often reported psychiatric behavioral problems like violent acts, suicide, and seems to be, from the experts, no firm statistics available on that. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of it's not reported, which we're going to get to that in the first segment, so hang with us. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we are going to be talking about, you know, lately we've heard from areas in healthcare that vitamins are dangerous for you. Well, that's kind of putting a general slap on nutrients. Not all nutrients are bad for if you get quality, you know. But so if vitamins are supposedly dangerous, I want to see the death certificates. That's right. Let's see them. Because some seem to have this long-standing notion that modern medicine believes to have curative powers and vitamins and natural therapies are dangerous. Well, I've never seen a death certificate mention the cause of death was by supplement. However, I have seen death certificates list the cause of death to be physician error, drug reactions, drug overdose, underlying cause of organ failure caused by prescription drugs, and so on. So deaths which are the result of government-protected medicine have in the past been estimated at best. Now, in 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association stated that from research spanning from 1990 to 2000, they estimated 225,000 unnecessary deaths by modern medicine each year. So it was an estimate because they were working off the cases that were reported and many more go unreported. So researchers state that a mere 5 to 20% of the cases are reported each year. So what we do know is that 2.2 million adverse drug reactions and hospitalizations occur each year. There are over 20 million unnecessary prescriptions filled each year, and most are for antibiotics. We have 7.5 million unnecessary surgeries that go on each year, and 8.9 million are admitted to hospitals unnecessarily. So Americans, you know, who depend on their medical system, well, they got to wake up to the fact that it is a system that is self-regulated and is dependent on the voluntary reporting by doctors and researchers regarding harmful drugs and other treatments. Therefore, under-reporting means doctors cannot learn from errors. So the average patient expects scientific accountability in medicine, but I'm sorry to say, it's not always there. Let me read you this quote. This is found in a medical pharmacology textbook. It says, quote, relatively few doctors ever report adverse drug reactions to the FDA. The reasons range from not knowing such a reporting system exists to fear of being sued, end of quote. And that's what the doctors-to-be of the future are reading. All right, and here's a quote from Jerry Phillips. He's an associate director of FDA's Office of Post-Marketing Drug Risk Assessment. He says, in the broader area of adverse drug reaction data, the 250,000 reports received each year probably represent only 5% of the actual reactions that occur. 5%. So according to Dr. Jay Cohen, he says, because only 5% of adverse drug reactions are reported, there are in fact 5 million medication reactions each year. Holy smoke. And they're worried about vitamins? All right. Let's look at some of the new stats. The Life Extension and the Nutritional Institute of America use vital statistics and 30 years of medical peer review studies to report over 783,936,000 people in the United States die each year from intervention by modern medicine. So researchers feel this number is low due to the unreported cases. So according to their research, because each area of medicine has their own recordings listing morbidity and mortality, so this type of evidence is it moves the medical system into the first place as the leading cause of death and injury. Now, in 2003, the U.S. healthcare system was 14% of the U.S. gross national product, and we have a medical system with huge expenditure, and it should be reporting its ability to reverse disease and to produce a cure, but instead, their official documents state the opposite. So how do you overhaul a system that is more profitable producing symptom management than a cure? Well, I suspect it would be quite difficult, if not impossible, if you're going to go about it through lawyers and politicians. So you would have to really educate people who would normally have become ill-advised patients to instead become well-informed, proactive, healthy individuals. So for the past 60 years, this educational process has been gaining speed, and the backlash has been, well, pharmaceutical companies with less liability, mandatory vaccines, and mandated healthcare insurance. Well, let me read you this quote by Dr. John Nesdat, neuropathic doctor. He says, the current system teaches disease management and symptom suppression, which is insufficient to meet our healthcare needs. A reformed system needs to have a new paradigm that stresses health promotion and treatments that attempt to correct the underlying causes of disease. End of quote. Well, yeah, that would be good. So, and then doctors have been talking about the big picture. According to researchers Gary Null, he's a PhD, Dr. M.D. Carolyn Dean, Martin Feldman, M.D., and Deborah Razzo, M.D., and Dorothy Smith, PhD, their medical science research, they say medical science isn't taking a look at the big picture with regards to overall health. They tend to isolate the body into separate specialties, and they fail to configure the interconnectedness of the cumulative effects of things like stress on the immune system, lack of regular exercise, poor lifestyle food choices, environmental toxins, and chemical exposure with regards to our health. Instead, they ignore all of that and attempt to reduce symptoms via technology, tests, surgery, and drugs. Therefore, there is really no effort to prevent or reverse the cause of disease, according to their research. Now, Dr. Andrew Weil, he weighs in. He says, by no stretch of the imagination does mainstream American healthcare move us closer to this vision of robust, resilient health. It is fiscally unsustainable, technologically centric, symptom-focused and disease management as a system, end of quote. Well, I guess that was a mouthful. All right. Well, let's just ask this question. Okay, if we're not seeing the big picture, if the statistics are skewed due to underreporting, I have to ask this question. Do you think the doctors are brainwashed, or are they just brain dead? Well, it is important to know that medical doctors get educated by institutions which are funded by private sector companies involved in drug and medical equipment manufacturing. So when doctors are in medical school, they are reading textbooks that tell them most doctors don't report adverse events, and that is it is extremely difficult to tell the difference between the drug side effect and the disease symptom. So if you were a medical student and you were taught, quote, probably nowhere else in professional life are mistakes so easily hidden, even from ourselves, end of quote, well, you would graduate with the mindset that cover-ups are routine and accepted. So doctors are programmed that there's no physician or treatment failure, and death is only by old age or disease. So this explains why 1 in 20 side effects is reported to hospitals and the FDA. The rest go unreported. So doctors are also taught to reject any nutritional or natural therapy that could help the body to heal itself. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Amy Tutor. She says, some diseases cannot be cured. Until the day that a cure is discovered, we manage those diseases. Advocates for alternative health bemoan the incidence of disease like cancer and heart disease without considering they are primarily diseases of old age. Alternative health represents a form of fundamentalism. And obviously, she says, fundamentalism is about religion. Alternative health purveyors and practitioners are charlatans and quacks and dishonest, end of quote. Dr. Tutor fails to see the serious gaps within her healthcare system, because when health professionals are closed-minded and refuse to acknowledge other avenues to well-being, it promotes a turf war, and it can escalate into actions whereby removing the competition. Right? Well, and by the way, Dr. Tutor, it was your creator, that would be God the Father, who said, herbs are here for the service man. And it would have been your medical industry that initially took strong chemical alkaloids from herbs to make drugs with. So I would assess that, yes, health, well-being, we're spiritual beings. How else could you get away from it all being about, you know, God and our belief in him and his chemistry? Well, let's talk about a government study. Because here's a branch of the government that spent money analyzing medical procedures and published a report about 40 years ago, and no action's been taken since. So the U.S. Office of the Technology Assessment stated that 10 to 20% of U.S. medical procedures have been proved to be safe and effective through clinical trial. So just a mere 10 to 20%. So the report compared the United States to other countries like Australia, Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the UK, and then it found the US was higher in infant mortality and had lower life expectancy compared to those countries. Well, let's look and see about gender. So we now know that there's some numerous unnecessary studies. There's drugs and surgeries each year, but one area of medicine tends to be coughing up some secrets. So since the 1800s, more women than men are treated for emotional problems, for neurosis or hysteria. So the word hysteria is Latin for hystera, which means uterus. So there is a tradition in medicine to perform excessive uterus removal, also known as hysterectomies. So medicine believed that emotional problems in women came from their uterus. So a surgical procedure to remove it was designed, and it was marketed as a, quote, cure for mental instability in women. Now, modern doctors say they've distanced themselves from that belief, but women are still being treated differently than men, and a third of all American women will have a hysterectomy before they enter menopause. So here are some other disturbing stats here. Overall, more women are prescribed more drugs than men. More women are given drugs for disease prevention, which offers secondary side effect diseases. Fetal monitoring confines women to a bed, causing a higher incidence for cesarean sections. Mastectomies are being used as a prevention to cancer and are, you know, in the thousands each year. Normal transitions for women, such as childbirth and menopause, are heavily medicalized. And hormone replacement therapy is given as a prevention for heart disease and dementia, but it increases the risk of breast cancer, heart disease, stroke, and gallbladder disease. That's disturbing information, for real. Now, I got to mention this part. It's the big profits, okay? A report by Dr. Barbara Starfield, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, stated that mistakes by doctors, staff, and pharmacists create an avalanche of income for the medical establishments and higher death rates. So about 18% of patients will experience medical errors, and they have to pay for them. So this translates into, you ready for this? 116 million more doctor visits, 77 million more prescriptions, 17 million more ER visits, 8 million more hospitalizations, 3 million more long-term hospital stays, 199,000 more deaths, and $77 billion extra dollars costing the patients and more income for the medical industry. On mistakes. Well, obviously, we have some medical bias. When the Institute of Medicine looked into the standard of care, they discovered that 41 million Americans did not have health insurance, also received consistently worse care and health outcomes compared to those who had insurance. So no insurance means you have an increased risk of premature death when you're in the hospital or at a clinic. And I'm sure a nursing home would probably, that would fit in there too. Well, I think we need a reality check. The reality is modern medicine has its benefits. It's called trauma. However, no treatment can cure a disease and return patients to wellness if the cause of the disease isn't addressed. However, with major illnesses, if more money is made by simply managing the disease instead of curing it, then no cure is going to be executed by modern medicine. And I know some of you out there are saying, I refuse to believe that. Hey, but if the Institute of Medicine concluded that if you don't have money, also health insurance, you will not get the same care that paying customers get, and your risk of dying is greater. So what does that tell you about a system of sick care? So you also have to suspect something is amiss when medicine forces their treatment on you under duress. For instance, if you want to keep your job, use the public education system, or keep custody of your children, you have to get vaccinated. So if we don't say no, we may see more totalitarian behavior enforcing treatment compliance in order for us to carry out our normal day of life. I got more on this, but I got to take a commercial break. And we come back. More empowering information. Absolutely. And we're gonna have solutions to everyday problems. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we've been talking about, you know, if vitamins are so dangerous, where are the death certificates? And, of course, we've been pointing out, you know, healthcare, modern medicine has its own risks, obviously, far above what a vitamin would cause you to have. So, you know, really, we're going to have to be protecting ourselves no matter what the future holds. It's not going to be a waste of time or effort to learn as much as you can to protect yourself, your well-being. So if you're learning about herbs, for instance, this is going to empower you. So you're going to have non-toxic alternatives for things like blood pressure and circulation, strong bones and vision and protection from cancer and to reduce the occurrence or duration of infections. You have that power. You have that power and capability right now if you want to exercise it. So the more that you use herbs, guess what? The better your instincts get. You know, when you're using herbal self-preservation, is what I call it, you just get good at knowing what herb I need, you know? So if you want to get your feet wet and start, hey, call the experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting, and you can jump start your efforts there. Give them a call. It's Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277, or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog, get that. They have some herb saving coupons. You can check that out online or ask about that and get empowered. Also, if you want to really jump in, get the Power Herbs ebook. It's a PDF, Kindle, iPad, eMobile. They got several different files that you can download and put it on your computer, put it on your tablet, put it on whatever. And you'll have hundreds of pages at your fingertips on herbs, how to do cleansing, herb symptom reference guide, all kinds of neat stuff. And it's just $14.99. Check that out. All right. We're going to talk about some flavonoids. For real, vitamins are dangerous. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. If you put vitamins on the table and you put a syringe full of a vaccine, God knows what's in there, well, which one would you rather have? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just be smart when you get your vitamins, your supplements. Make sure they're whole food, they're organic, they're made by a company that you respect and know. They have a money-back guarantee. That's going to be important. And I get emails all the time from folks about, you know, have you heard about this product? What do you know about this product? And, you know, if I get time, you know, I don't mind checking, getting back to them, tell them what I think. And, you know, usually, you know, it's a big company that's been set up. It may have a board of directors that are very impressive with PhDs and MDs and marketing experts, and you know the list is endless there. And they may be selling a small line of product that they don't even make. Okay, they farm that out to usually a company in Germany to make it. And they also hire universities to tout safety clinical trial studies about their product, right? Which is all kind of sketchy, you know, because they talk about that research, just singing the praises of their product. But why don't you have that stuff on your website as a download, kind of like your badge of honor, you know? I would. You know, if I had some major university just said, you know, fabulous things about, you know, Apothecary Herbs products, I would be like, yeah, put it up there. Yes, yes. But it's not there. It's nowhere to be found. You can Google it and try to find it. You know, Clemson University says blah, 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 blah about so-and-so, and you can't find it. You can't find it. So I have to ask myself then. Mm-hmm. You know, and then what you want to do is contact them and say, you know, find out if they have a quality control division, and say, I don't want your recipe, but I just want to know, you know, what's the quality of your ingredients and, you know, how do you process? Go to the powerherbs.com website and go to the About Us page. Click on the 9-question sheet. This will give you 9 questions to ask to help you cut through the marketing hype, see if they're making something worthy of your hard-earned cash. There you go. All right, we're going to talk about flavonoids. Scientific experts are saying that if we eat more fruits and vegetables, which are high in flavonoids, guess what? We can reduce the likelihood of getting a serious disease. Hey, that sounds pretty good. Flavonoid nutrition, flavanol flavonoid, they say can reduce your risk of developing things like asthma, dermatitis, candida, infections, cataracts, diabetes, gout, macular degeneration, migraine headaches, periodontal disease, ulcers, and even varicose veins. So when you're looking to food sources for those flavanols or flavonoids, they can be, you know, in the pigment fruits, you know, the ones that have that color. You know, you can also go with the chlorophyll, the deep green, but usually the pigment fruits, you know, orange and yellows. So there are over 6,000 different substances that can be found in plants. And flavanols, they were discovered back in 1938 by a Hungarian scientist. His name was Albert Goyrorgi. I think I pronounced that right. He called the substance vitamin P back then. So what does it do, this flavanol substance? Well, according to Dr. Gorky's research, flavanols are complicated compounds with varying chemical components depending on the food source you're looking at. So sometimes, he says, the flavanols are named after the plant that they are found in, such as the ginkgo tree. The flavanol there is ginkgentin, and also quercetin flavonoids are mostly found in vegetables and fruits. So quercetin, festin, and quercetin are found in your vegetables or fruits. So what do foods with these flavonols do to help protect our health? Well, according to the world's healthiest foods.org, they help prevent a rupture or a leaking of our blood vessels. They help prevent inflammation and protect cells from oxygen damage, while it magnifies the benefits of your nutrients like vitamin C. So according to Dr. Ray Shalhian, he says flavonoids reduce the oxidative stress on our bodies, you know, the free radical damage on a cellular level. So especially he says the cardiovascular system. So the more fruits and vegetables you eat, the more benefits you'll gain there. So a lot of people say, well, how do I know if I'm getting enough flavonoids? What some of the signs are, if you're depleted, if you're not getting enough flavanols or flavonoids, research indicates that you would bruise more easily. You may have frequent colds or infections. You may even experience nosebleeds. And also, when you're injured, you may swell a lot. So if you're low on flavonoids, you're probably not eating enough of the fruits and vegetables that you find them in. So also, what about our brain? Does our brain need flavanols? Well, according to research that was done in 2006 that published in the Journal of Neurology, flavanols in fruits and vegetables reduce your risk of cognitive decline, especially as you get into your elderly years. According to the research, you would have to have at least 4 servings a day of your fruits and vegetables to protect you. So what may be helpful is to determine how much fruits and vegetables you may be lacking. And you can find out, there's this fruit and vegetable calculator. I know, this is too cool. And it's based on your calorie consumption, your age, your sex, your activity level. For example, a 53-year-old female who exercises maybe 30 to 60 minutes per day needs 1.5 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables each day. So you can go and Google the fruit and vegetable calculator out there and check that out. Now, here's some foods to consider. You will find a good source of flavanols in fruits like apples, apricots, blueberries, pears, raspberries, and strawberries. Other sources that you might want to consider are black beans, cabbage, onions, garlic, parsley, pinto beans, spinach, and tomatoes. Now, you're going to find them also in dark chocolate or cocoa. So if you like that, you're going to get some flavanols. Now, these types of foods will have higher concentrations. They'll usually have 100 milligrams per ounce of your flavanols So green and green tea, white tea, now that'll have 1,000 milligrams per cup. So the reason the tea leaves, if they're dried immediately instead of being fermented as like you see in black tea or oolong tea, they're going to contain less of the flavanols and have more tannic acids in them. So medical research indicates that it's kind of difficult to overdose on flavanols, even if you're pregnant. So don't worry about that. That is if you're getting it in its whole food state. So what about herbs? Do herbs contain any of these wonderful, powerful, protecting flavanols? Well, one particular herb that's very powerful with a lot of flavanols is hawthorn berry. Research done on hawthorn has discovered that this berry helps to prevent congestive heart failure and angina. So hawthorn has antioxidant photochemicals that include the flavanol called quercetin. And according to German studies that were done in 1983 through 1993, they think the quercetin is is responsible for improving vascular strength and function. It dilates the blood vessels, reduces systolic and diastolic blood pressure. So, you know, if you have high blood pressure, this is a good thing. Hawthorn berries. Now, there also are what we call zesty flavanols. Your peppers that have the flavanols. These are things the body needs. So your hot peppers like jalapenos, red and green peppers that are considered a superfood source have flavanols, habaneros. So not only are the hot foods and the spices great for circulation, they also have what are called vasodilators in them that will also boost your immune system and help maximize your health benefits with your antioxidants. It helps the body absorb more vitamins and minerals and nutrients like vitamin C. And other benefits are it reduces pain and inflammation, cuts the mucus that you may have a buildup in the body, and burns unwanted fat more. So if you're at work and your boss says, hey, your body weight mass index is a little high, you got to drop some weight, or you're going to pay a higher premium on your health insurance, well, get some hot peppers because you're going to drop more unwanted fat with flavonoids. All right. So those of you that are looking for flavonoid-rich supplements that are made with certified organic whole foods, you'll want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a selection of great herbal formulas that have natural flavanols in them, like the hawthorn berries. Their formula called Brain Concentrate, their heart formula for the angina and congestive heart failure issues. They have herbal eyewash if you want to cleanse the eyes, a circulation formula, body foundation, vitamin food mix. And, of course, they're all-in-one tonic, which is a great broad-spectrum anti-cold and flu formula. So check all that out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call. Get a free product catalog. Check it out, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. All righty. We're going to talk about, a little bit of radiation, okay? Got a little time here. It was nothing like Fukushima disaster to help us to start thinking about radiation. And I don't know about you, but in Charlotte, North Carolina, they have this this place. It's kind of a science educational theater museum where, you know, a lot of schools take the kids to. And they have this round theater. It's called an OmniMax theater. And they have all these science films that they play periodically. And the kids go in there and they get a scientific education. And one of the films that they this is called Discovery Place, by the way, if you ever want to check this out in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's Discovery Place. They ran this film of a satellite. They were talking about satellite imageries and, you know, what satellites do for communication around the Earth, the line of sight and the arc of the Earth and all that stuff. And so they had this satellite. It was taking a picture of the United States. You could see the whole United States from way up in space. And it was right around the time Fukushima blew up, okay? So what did the satellite pick up was this massive cloud of radiation that that came from Japan across the Pacific and right across the entire United States. It was like a blanket. You know, it's almost like, you know, if a satellite was looking down and was trying to see, and you got a bunch of, you know, cloud mass. That's what that was. But according to the film, that's what it was. It was a radiation cloud. And for some reason, they got it on film. Anyway, so a lot of people worry about radiation sickness because of that. And this is understandable. We've talked about radiation before. We've talked about, you know, how you protect your thyroid gland from radiation poisoning. So let's just touch on some of this a little bit. Because when you hear the media talk about, you know, protecting yourself from radiation, they're going to push the potassium iodine tablets to prevent thyroid cancer from the radiation. And, you know, you see a lot of that stuff flying off shelves. So if you find yourself without man-made pills and you're worried about radiation, then you want to tap into some natural iodine, you know, or foods that have natural iodine to protect the thyroid gland. So iodine is a thyroid food, and you're going to find it in seaweed like kelp and dults. You're going to find it in sun-dried Celtic sea salt, but the highest concentration you're going to find is in black walnut. That's going to be the highest. So this is a natural iodine. This isn't a iodide product like the pills are. So a lot of people say, well, what about the potassium part? Well, you're going to get potassium in that. If you're worried about a little bit more, you can layer in some Celtic sea salt. But I also like to utilize mullein herb for the thyroid as well. So Celtic sea salt, black walnut, mullein basically is a nice backup to have to protect the thyroid from radiation if you're thinking about that. So obviously a nuclear reactor meltdown can expose you to really high levels of radiation, but, you know, if you may already be getting some doses of radiation on a daily basis from sources all around you that you may not have been considering. Long-term exposure of constant low-dose radiation really does put everybody's health at risk. So let me ask you this. Do you have, let's say, you look around, let's look at some common household things, items that may contain radioactive material that could emit radiation. For instance, ladies, do you have any jewelry that contains topaz gemstones? Well, they are irradiated inside a reactor for the purpose of improving the stone's appearance. So any timepiece which contains tritium, like your smoke detectors, they're made with a 241 isotopes, radioactive. So how about your eyeglasses or your sunglasses? Well, they contain uranium and thorium. These are components that are used in nuclear fuel, okay? Glass lanterns have thorium mantles. Microwave ovens contain magnetrons, which are ceramic insulators that are housed in electronic magnetic currents of thorium. So the electronic lights in your house may also have a thorium filament in it. So the faceplate on your TV, the glass in your car, all contain thorium. And some products we use in the past have contained uranium and thorium, like, you know, electron tubes, some dental products, sun lamps, glazed ceramic tableware and glassware. Also, we can't forget our computers, cell phones, which are also known to stimulate our brains with, you know, waves, things like that. So how dangerous is all this? Well, how dangerous is radiation in our modern lifestyle? Well, aside from the nuclear reactor melting down, you know, 10 miles from your home, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission allows various household items to contain small amounts of radioactive materials. And they believe, based on their analysis, that the radiation hazards to the public are small and the benefits outweigh any risk. Sounds like our medical establishment, doesn't it? So you kind of wonder if, you know, Einstein, who decided to remove, you know, are these Einsteins at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission? Are they related to maybe anybody that decided to remove the lifeboats off Titanic because it cluttered up the deck of an unsinkable ship? Are they related to anybody at the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission? I have to ask. Well, let's check out this low radiation exposure. According to the folks at the Health Physics Society, the radiation level debate is based on hypothesis. So can any scientist really answer accurately the two sides of this debate? Radiation is good for you, or any amount of radiation exposure carries some health risk. So there's two sides of this debate. So the American Cancer Society reports that 42 out of 100 people develop cancer in their lifetime. So does diagnostic medical equipment and treatments with radiation contribute to higher cancer rates? Does using a cell phone put you at risk? And some experts are saying that these can play a role, and others say the risk is not measurable and can't be determined if cancer is caused, let's say, by your mammogram. Well, CT scans, cell phones, or by maybe environmental or chemical or biological sources, well, if they're all risks, if they all carry some risk, well, then, you know, there's going to be some sort of a cumulative effect then. So science tells us that if cancer is caused by radiation, there is a latent period for it to show up. And it can take, they say, 10 years for cancerous tumors to appear and 2 years for leukemia. However, this doesn't mean that if no cancer appears within 10 years that you're free from and clear. You'll have a 30-year window, or at least the rest of your life, where cancer could become a factor. So the UN is reviewing a mountain of evidence on electromagnetic radiation, and the globe experts and the UN have issued some guidelines. Some countries are not waiting for the United Nations recommendations, and they've gone ahead and introduced new standards. Countries like China, Russia, Italy, Switzerland, New Zealand all have restricted microwatts of 50 or lower, whereas India has no guidelines, especially on cell usage, which has increased 10,000-fold in their country in the last 10 years. And some areas of India exceed 1,000 microwatts. So whether, you know, you live in Japan or India or just here in the United States, what can you do? Well, you want to be able to cleanse a lot of radioactive residues out of your system and heavy metals. And you can do that with herbs. Herbs are powerful like that. People just don't think they are, but they do. They do it. And it's been known for hundreds of years that's what it does. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Get your catalog. Learn how you can do organ cleansing and immune boosting so you can sidestep a lot of this problem and protect yourself. And, you know, God's here. He's here. Herbs are here for the service of man. That's what he says. He's going to protect us. And I believe that. Fundamentally, it's true because he can't lie. And check it out. Get a free product catalog and see how powerful you are with some herbs. Yeah, if science can tap into them for drugs, you get them in the whole state. You won't have side effects, but they're still powerful. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy, if you dare. Before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.